The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, October 19, 2023. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez condemned the U.S. decision to veto a proposed resolution presented by Brazil to the U.N. Security Council that would allow a humanitarian pause to bring aid to Gaza. The United Nations reported that the text also called for rescinding the order to evacuate northern Gaza and condemned Hamas attacks on Israel. The resolution got 12 votes in favor, one vote against, U.S., and two abstentions, Russia and U.K., and as the U.S. government is a permanent member, its vote against implies a veto. The U.N. Security Council met on Wednesday to discuss the Palestinian issue in the search for a joint resolution to the current conflict with Israel, which saw a new escalation of violence since last October 7. Cuban Vice Prime Minister Ricardo Cabrera spoke with Zhang Jiamin, president of the state tobacco monopoly of China. According to diplomatic sources in Beijing, the meeting allowed the parties to review the current state of bilateral cooperation and upcoming joint actions. The dialogue highlights the commitment of both nations to strengthen their relations and advance in areas of mutual interest. Cabrera recently began a working visit to China, during which he will co-chair the 30th session of the Intergovernmental Commission for Economic Trade and Financial Relations, which will strengthen ties between both nations, review and project the main topics of mutual interest, including those related to the scientific, technical area and bilateral cooperation. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez condemned the U.S. decision to veto a proposed resolution presented by Brazil to the U.N. Security Council that would allow a humanitarian pause to bring aid to Gaza. Prensa Latina proposed to establish a regular communication mechanism and improve ties between media members of the Belt and Road Initiative. The news agency, with some 40 correspondents around the world, is a board member of the Belt and Road News Network, which organized the Belt and Road Media Cooperation Forum in Beijing. In a speech at this forum, the president of Prensa Latina, Luis Enrique González, urged to improve the links between the media and member organizations in terms of content exchange, joint production, training of journalists, and mutual support. He noted that the Belt and Road News Network represents an important space where more than 230 media outlets and international organizations with their aspirations for a multipolar world converge. González invited representatives and journalists from the world's media to participate in the Operation Truth event, which will take place in Havana next January as part of these celebrations for the 65 years of Prensa Latina. Cuban Deputy Foreign Minister Josefina Vidal recognized in Tokyo on Thursday the historic work done by the Japan-Cuba Parliamentary Friendship League to promote and diversify bilateral relations. During the meeting with the Japanese legislators, Vidal expressed satisfaction with the good relations between the two countries, as evidenced during the recently concluded 16th Interministerial Political Dialogue. She expressed gratitude for the collaboration from the Japanese government to develop Cuba and the sustained support to the Cuba Resolution at the United Nations every year against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States. Keiji Furuya, president of the Japan-Cuba Parliamentary Friendship League, and Yamaguchi, leader of the Camellia Party, led the Japanese delegation. Furuya mentioned the main activities of the League and its members to deepen ties of friendship. Yamaguchi expressed his desire to consolidate bilateral relations amid a complex international situation. And in the international agenda, we have that Chilean social union and political organizations created a platform to reject the draft constitution imposed by the extreme right, which is in the final phase of preparation in the plebiscite to take place next December. The project was drafted by the Constitutional Council, in which the extremist Republican Party and the conservative Chile Vamos coalition have an absolute majority and veto power, which allowed them to impose a series of measures that eliminate guarantees already achieved, such as the possibility of abortion in critical cases. It also restricts workers' right to strike, seriously limits the role of unions, and enshrines the privatization of essential services, including health, education, and pensions for retirees. Hugo Gutierrez, coordinator of the platform, told Prensa Latina that this draft constitution is not the home of all Chileans, but rather that of a sector, a sect, such as the Republican Party, and that it is important to call for voting against it on December 17th, when a plebiscite with mandatory suffrage will take place to decide whether the constitution, considered regressive and even worse than the one imposed by the military dictatorship in 1980, is approved or not. Meanwhile, the president of Honduras, Xiomara Castro, highlighted the commitment that the national government maintains to addressing hunger and malnutrition in Honduras. During a speech on Wednesday regarding her participation in the First World Summit of the School Feeding Coalition, the president advocated for a profound change in the food and agriculture system to achieve zero hunger. She stated that neoliberal policies have privileged trade and amassed wealth, but created more inequality and dependence on economies, while social protection has been annihilated in important areas such as education, health, and the struggle against poverty. Castro traveled to France at the special invitation of her counterpart Emmanuel Macron, expressed that her unyielding determination is in favor of children and the universal rights to food, education, and health. She also commented about the development in Honduras of the National School Feeding Project with support from the World Food Program. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.